The first reading, a reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God, he said, ask something of me and I will give it to you. Solomon answered, O Lord, my God, you have made me your servant, king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart to wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will come no one to equal you. The word of the Lord.
You have the words of everlasting life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The Lord's rule is to be trusted, the simple find wisdom. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are true, all of them just. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. Of the Lord are right, they gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, giving light to the eye. Lord, you have the words of everlasting
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for the good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those who foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has to buy that and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? And so today, we begin in the Old Testament, in the 1 Kings, when God comes and he asks Solomon, "Whatever you want, I will give you." Think about it. So what if God came to you and said, "I will give you whatever you want"? What would you say? Some of you might say, "Health, I need health, God." Others might sit there and say, "I need money. You know, God, it'd be really nice, you know, that Powerball that's coming and it's going to be $1 billion, or that I do that. But don't worry, God, I will share what $1 billion, I'll share it with others. I'll even take care of the parish. I'll give them $1 million right from the top." Whoa, you want 1 billion other people that are saying that. But we always are trying to look at God and say, "What do you want?" Now, when you put this into context, this is the Old Testament. But now we go into the New Testament, the Gospel. And Jesus talks about that which we're willing to give everything for, the kingdom. And remember, I've talked to you before, that the kingdom of heaven is the person of Jesus. So when we find Jesus, to be willing to give everything up for him, huh? And so again, as I've told you at least 1 million times, that the day you and I drop dead, the God of the universe will look at you and look at me and say, "Listen, I love you very much. I will now give you what you love the most forever." He answers the call. He answers the promise to Solomon to each of us when we die. So, if you and I, when we die, by the way we live, could we say with our lives, "Well, that's you, Jesus. That's you." If you and I were asked by God, "I'll give you anything that you want," would the answer be, "That's you, Jesus. That's you"? Because you do realize that when you have God, you have everything. Everything else falls into place when God is first. When you ask that, when you desire that, when you don't sit there and try to use God as divine rabbit's foot, that, "God, I need money, I need this, I need health, I need this." You search for everything else is for you. But when you and I come before him and say, "I want you, Jesus. You are what I want forever. You." And I prove that every day by praying every day, by doing adoration once a week, whatever it is, I prove that you're the most important thing in my life, God. And so, again, if God asks you, "What do you want? I'll give you anything that you ask for," what would you answer? Because that has eternal consequences, people, when God gives us what we want. Now, again, ever since I got ordained, and you know this, I've told it to you before, but the most powerful moment of prayer is during consecration, correct? At consecration is when Jesus offers up his life to the Father. And when we unite our petition with his petition, his offering, his sacrifice, that's the most powerful thing. So for all these years, I've always asked for the same thing. And it's just like if God came to me and said, "Okay, Larry, I'll give you anything you want. What do you want?" The thing I have prayed for every day, since I was ordained 34 years ago at consecration, is increase my love for you and your people. Increase my love for you and your people. Increase my love for you and your people. Now, he will never say no to that request. Huh? He's not going to say, "No, I'm not going to increase your love for me and others. Nope, ain't going to happen, Richards. Ain't going to happen, you." But again, when we start doing that, so the reason I tell you this is not to make you go crazy, because when I just said that, people like to say, I like to make people feel guilty. Moi? You? Guilty? Because the challenge of putting God above all things, of desiring God above all things, that's to get you to heaven. Huh? It's not to make you feel guilty. It's to make sure our priorities are correct. But if in your heart of hearts, you sit there today and you go, oh, that's not what I'd ask for, God. That's not what I'd ask for, Father. And I hope you feel good about yourself now that you make me feel bad. No. Well, I do feel good about myself. But again, the reality is it's to make you and I start saying then, okay, Lord, that hasn't been. I'd ask for money. I'd ask for health. I'd ask for this or that. So what do I want to ask for, Lord? Please, increase my love for you. Increase my love for your people. And when you and I do that, then every day or once a week or whenever, we are asking God, the universe, just to help us love him and others more, to put him first in our life. And again, when you and I put Jesus first and we love him more and we love other people more, then we become like him. We receive him. And when we receive Jesus, we receive everything. We sell all that we have, all that we own, for that pearl of great price, Jesus. Are you willing to do that? And if not, ask for the grace today and all the days of your life to increase, have God increase his love for you, your love for him and for his people. At every Mass, increase my love for you and for your people. If you do that, you're going to be a saint. And again, in the end, that's all that's going to matter. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.